Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, I tell you, I have not given up on our youth. I am pretty impressed with some of them. True, we have some idiots out there threatening to shoot up other students, and we do have pieces of work out there, but check this out. There's a 14-year-old kid who has created a soap that he hopes could later be used to treat skin cancer. 14 years old. Hemen Bekele, a high school student in Fairfax, Virginia, so he's probably a freshman, 14-year-old, has designed a soap that would cost about $8.50 to create about 20 bars of it. So what would that be then? I'm just not able to do the math. So that means 10 bars would be 85 cents, 20 bars about 42 cents, right? And he calls it SCTA, or Skin Cancer Treating Soap. He told ABC News, people might not have the equipment or have the facilities to be able to treat skin cancer. So a bar of soap is simple, affordable, accessible in comparison to these modern new skin cancer treatments. If this goes through clinical trials and it shows it works, that could be pretty, pretty good. Now, the soap has to contain medication. And the medication is in a family called the imidazoquinolones. Now, according to Herman, when skin cancer cells develop, they weaken the dendritic cells in the body that boost human immune responses. So you need something to reactivate the dendritic cells to help eliminate the cancer cells. Much of where we're going with cancer therapy, if you've noticed, is trying to figure out how to make your immune system fight it. You know, it's osteopathic, it's homeopathic, it's allopathic, but I think we're learning that our body is probably one of the most brilliantly designed and brilliantly engineered entities on this planet. Why not figure out how to use its gifts against bad things that try to take over? So the boy says it does Herman, I want to give him his last name, Mr. Bekele. Herman Bekele says people might not have the equipment or the facilities to treat this disease. He created the soap, and he said it contains agents to reactivate these dendritic cells. It does this as sort of a compound-based bar of soap. It's charged with different cancer-fighting chemicals. The main one, there is a drug called imidazoquinolones. So he earned the title of America's top young scientist. He won a $25,000 prize last month when he won first place in the 3M Young Scientist Challenge. It's an annual competition that gives 5th through 8th grade students a chance to change the world for the better with a single innovative idea. So I apologize, he was an 8th grader. Wow. So pretty impressive. Deborah Isabel Herman's mentor for the 3M Young Scientist Challenge, a product engineering specialist at 3M, said Herman is both compassionate, or Hemen, I'm sorry, Hemen, both compassionate, charismatic, great traits for a scientist. So, you know, our future scientists, I really hope these schools start to shy away from the politics and let these kids be. And I am blown away at how we underestimate and underutilize young minds. Now, I'm sure people out there want to manipulate and use it for their own reasons. But we have the future Nobel Peace Prize winner. We have the future you know, I, we have the future. I don't know. I can't even come up with an award right now in science right now in class. Thinking, why can't we do this? Why can't we do this? And people will say, well, look, everything's been thought of. You can't write a new song. Everything's a variant of another song. You can't write a new story. You can't. These kids see things that we might not. We might get so ingrained in our way of thinking that they might be like, why aren't we doing this? Now, maybe he's not the first person to think of this. But if he's the first person to develop it and make it work, I mean, BlackBerry came up with the first smartphone. I believe it was BlackBerry. Maybe there was a company before them that didn't get any attention. But that iPhone figured out how to make it more to people's liking. And so these kids need to have environments where they can foster that. And I love science fair projects. We talk about that on my show all the time. And some of the science fair projects that these kids come up with just blow my mind. Now, did a grown-up give them the idea? Maybe. But for the child to go through, cultivate that, and make it something that could be used in the future, we need to sometimes leave kids alone. And I think we feel that they always need to be watched. They always need to be supervised. They always need to be guided. Give kids a little time, you know, each day or each class to bring forth their ideas. Some of the best classes I ever took in high school, college, medical school were the ones that said, all right, guys, open discussion. What do you think is going on here? Now, sometimes when I said, like back in the 90s, when I said, I think estrogen might be causing some heart problems or might be some risks in postmenopausal women, I got shut down. I got shut up. Well, in 2002, the Women's Health Initiative came out, and yes, it did find risks with some forms of postmenopausal estrogen. So don't shut people up. There's a lot of us out there, especially in the pediatric population, that are actually pretty brilliant. Hammond was born in Ethiopia, moved to the U.S. at the age of 4. And so the images of poverty and what he saw his community go through made him realize we need to come up with something in the medicine realm that isn't $5,000 a month in terms of cost. It's something that anybody could do. So this is the type of thinking we need. Maybe let's lay off the politics in school and let these kids flourish in what they want to study. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when you hear the term anger, is that a positive term or a negative term? Is anger good or is anger bad? 99% of us would say anger is bad. We have people needing anger management courses, right, mandated by courts. Anger is associated with abuse. Anger is associated with violence. Anger brings up bad memories of things that happened to you. When people got mad and angry. Angry could result in you getting fired, either your boss got angry with you, or you got angry at a coworker and they didn't like your attitude. Well, we have one study looking at anger as actually being a positive thing. And I'm not really surprised by this, even though anger can get you into a lot of trouble. Anger happens for a reason. Just like our dopamine system. We have people that are addicted to some really, really bad things. And addiction is bad. And it can destroy somebody's health, somebody's life, somebody's marriage, somebody's relationship, somebody's job. Yet the system at play is a survival instinct. You have these reward centers in the brain that want you to pursue food, to get that pleasure of satiety with eating, to pursue sex, to pursue things. You wouldn't survive if you didn't have that reward system. It's just, unfortunately, it's been implicated in some severe mental health disorders and physical disorders. So same thing with anger. We have anger for a reason. What's it for? Why would God or nature make us angry? Is it because we need to show others or warn others that we're about to lose it? Is it a survival mechanism for other animals or people in the species? All right, Dad looks mad. Everybody take cover. Now, or these two people look like they're going to go at it. We could either watch and throw some money down as a bet, or we could go take cover. Well, according to the American Psychological Association, anger may be playing this role when it comes to motivation. It might be what motivates us. The research published this week in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology examined how both positive and negative emotions factor into the odds of success. This is being reported by Fox News. They say people often believe, according to lead author Heather Lynch, a PhD and professor in the Department of Psychological and Brain Sciences at Texas A&M, said people often believe that a state of happiness is ideal, and the majority of people consider the pursuit of happiness a major life goal. The view that positive emotion is ideal for mental health and well-being has been prominent, but previous research suggests that a mix of emotions, including negative emotions like anger, result in the best outcomes. So the researchers decide to look at anger. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is I don't think we know how to modulate anger. When my parents got angry, it involved a belt. I don't think they knew how to if they were angry, even if it wasn't at us, just life in general. Not a good choice. But how can you turn anger into something positive? What was that saying? And I apologize, I'm not really good with my metaphors and analogies or my cliche, you know, little sayings, but you know, don't get mad, get angry. Don't get mad, get even. Okay? Don't get angry, get even. There we go. Don't get angry, get even. You take your anger and you use that passion to convert. Which emotion is the worst emotion? For relationships? For survival? It's not love. It's not hate. It's apathy. Apathy is actually the most deadly of the emotions. You'd think hate and anger would be, but it's no. It's being apathetic. It's being apathetic and not really caring. Oh, we don't have food for the family. Oh, well. I feel like we're getting some food on this table. You're going to get some food on the table. Oh, I'm in a relationship. My spouse is unhappy. So what? Well, relationship can fall apart. That's why when some couples fight, as long as they're not violent and there's no domestic abuse or violence, sometimes fights are good for relationships because it means you care. If you just sit there and go, I don't care, and just bland, you're just a blank wall, that relationship's not going to go far. So in order for you to survive, in order for you to want to live, want to improve, you got to care. And caring might not always come with a positive emotion. It may come with a, I am ticked. So they, the scientists, used a variety of experiments. They used difficult puzzle tasks, cheating to attain prizes, physically avoiding objects in a video game, signing a petition to dodge financial loss. Another part of the study, I guess, looked at how anger played into voting behavior in presidential elections. After testing the behavior of 1,000 participants, the results showed that anger improved people's ability to reach their goals across every experiment. These outcomes included increased scores, shorter response times, and even more cheating. Now, somebody could say, why would cheating be a good thing? In society, no. You don't cheat. You don't deserve it then. But what about when you hunt? If you are starving and you need to get a fish and you put a shiny looking little, I forget what they call them, on your hook to attract a fish to make it look like another fish. Is that cheating? If there are other people fishing in your pond and you choose bait that's better so you can get more fish to come towards you, is that considered cheating? So cheating is another word that we might have to kind of redefine. To me, cheating, if I had to define it, if we look at a school setting, is not having all the goods, not being prepared, not deserving the win, but figuring out a way to get the win. That's what I think cheating is. Using a non-ethical path to get the win. But if it's Armageddon, and you need to figure out how to survive, do those who know how to cheat, will they make it? You know, people always say he cheated death. And that's a good thing. When you cheat death, that's a good thing. Now, I'm not saying go out and cheat. I'm not saying go out and get angry. But take some of your responses, your emotions, some of your thoughts, and turn them into positives. There was somebody that was messing with my personal and professional life. This person was just out of their flipping mind. And I love that phrase, when someone tries to extinguish your flame, burn brighter. And I did. And I turned it into doing more charity work, more public service. Because what really got them, I figured out what really, really got this person was my being in the public eye. And they were trying to ruin that for me. So I'm just going to still be me, but maybe do it even more. And that, I think, and it did get back at them. It got back at them. I even got an apology from that person. So, the motivation that we need, the key to anything is for survival, for goals, you need to be motivated. You need to do things right. You need to do things ethically. But if you notice there's something that makes you angry, convert that, translate that into something that could be used for good. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The importance of investing in rural America was on President Biden's mind yesterday. He was visiting Minnesota, emphasizing his administration's commitment to investing in rural areas. Two House Republicans have decided not to run for re-election. Texas Congresswoman Kay Granger, a House member since 1997, and Colorado Congressman Ken Buck both revealed yesterday they will not be running in 2024. Toyota recalling more than 1 million of its cars. The company announced a recall of certain RAV4s from model years 2013 to 2018. Toyota said there's an issue with the car's replacement batteries, which can spark a fire. The company said it is working on a solution. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dolly 1-877-DOCDALI. I really do thank you guys for your notes, your comments, your support. I think it's great. In terms of our family and friends in Israel, there are still, acquaintances and friends and family that are still missing. Our friend's niece was burned alive. Our family still safe. It's a horrible, horrible thing that we're witnessing right now in the Middle East. I want the hostages released. I want the hostages to come back. I want the fighting to end. I want to make sure Hamas can never do the barbaric acts they did. And I want peace. We all want peace in the Middle East. But we want terrorism to stop. And we don't want any more innocent individuals on any side being hurt. We don't want innocent people in Palestine being used as human shields. We don't want babies being beheaded and Jewish settlements, you know, being attacked. I think bipartisanly we could all agree. Apparently we don't all agree. In this country, we are seeing such a divide. And we are seeing individuals that are now getting caught, you know, on college campuses threatening to kill, rape, murder Jews. Just, I have no qualms about sending things out on an open IP address, as we saw what happened with Cornell. And in fact, let me, you know, tell you some of these. Patrick Dye, a 21-year-old junior at Cornell, was charged with posting threats to kill, injure others. And he allegedly threatened to shoot up a campus building, which housed Jews, or I think it was a kosher dining hall. And in another post, he said he would stab or slit the throat of Jewish men, rape, or throw off a cliff Jewish women that he encounters on campus. He also said he would behead Jewish babies and threatened to, quote, bring an assault rifle to campus and shoot all of you Jewish people. That's according to prosecutors looking at the posts that allegedly he made. So, in fact, at Cornell, schools have been canceled due to the stress that people have. And I think it's because many students don't feel that the school can protect them. We have witnessed school shootings now, sadly, throughout so much of our history. And now that there are students and the anti-Semitism, the hatred has been unmasked. If you are a college student and you have seen that there were threats and you see what's happening across the globe, you might be like, you know what? I think I'm not going to show up to class today. Imagine the parents that are spending the multi-thousands of dollars at these schools for them to send their kids to schools who don't think they're safe when other people feel this way. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. I get Washington Commander fans don't like us. Eagle fans don't like us. Nobody threatens to kill or rape or behead for somebody, an Ivy League student who got into Ivy League school to post murderous intentions. I think people are realizing they are among some real, real crazy people. And, you know, I've always known that there were elements of anti-Semitism. You know, I don't talk about it every day. I go about my day. I know there's hate. I don't need to play the card. If something happens to me, I'll always think it's something else. I won't go there first. But now, people are pretty blatant and open about it. In fact, there was at another university, there's pictures still of those missing. Hostages, American hostages, Israeli hostages, kids missing in Israel. And I guess there was a student that pulled it down and ripped it up. Now, the ACLU is getting involved. Now, when the ACLU gets involved, I always think, okay, they are sick and tired of the anti-Semitism. They are sick and tired of threats. They probably saw the signs of saying, you know, Jews need to be cleaned. We need to be cleaned of Jews. So ACLU is probably going to step in and try to calm the chaos and protect those who are being targeted. No. We're hearing it's the opposite. We're hearing ACLU does not want colleges to silence, punish, address some of this rhetoric. Now, I get that when people want to show support for one country or another, I get that. I'm for free speech. But I thought we established that free speech is not hate speech. If there was an attack where there were multiple people being murdered, let's take September 11th. Right? Originally, we thought it was Saudi Arabia. Let's say after September 11th, September 12th, or September 13th, there was a bunch of people out there saying, woohoo, yay, Saudi Arabia, good. Or yay, Al-Qaeda. Or yay, Osama bin Laden. We love you. What do you think would happen? They would be asked, can you, for the love of the Lord, get some sense? And, you know, people died. You're really going to stir this up. I mean, you would think that I think the world collectively or the country collectively would say, uh-uh. But that's not what's happening here. Americans were killed. Jews were killed. Innocent people were killed. Some people in Israel aren't Jewish, you know. Some of them could have been Catholic, could have been LDS. Innocent people were killed. And some of these protests are not only, shall we say, idolizing that and celebrating that, but we're seeing signs that are actually asking for more. So, again, I thought ACLU would be all on top of this. I really get confused sometimes with what the ACLU is doing. I thought the ACLU wants to be anti-hate speech. And for them to tell the universities, okay, hold on, you know, might not be hate speech. Oh, come on now. Come on. Not cool. And so I'm really kind of confused by what our country really stands for. I thought we weren't being racist. I thought we weren't being discriminatory. I thought we were loving our brother, sister, neighbors, accepting. Israel has one of the largest per capita LGBTQAI plus communities. They are in such support. In fact, when you're in Tel Aviv, pride flags all over. I saw more pride flags than their nation's flag. I am assuming LGBTQA plus individuals were also a part of the mass murdering that was done by Hamas. Where's the outrage? And now we have a very blatant, unmasked, divided nation of people going, okay, good, I've never liked Jews, so now I could be as open as I want to about it. And so now universities are in the middle of it. Now somebody could say, well, the university shouldn't be in the middle of it. Well, they got into the middle of it when they start to be all political. All right, so now what are you going to do? You have students paying tens of thousands of dollars a year being threatened by other students. Now, some of these protests are fine. Some of these protests, you can show your support for Palestine. But if you're showing support for what Hamas did, if you're saying end Israel, if you are celebrating or advocating for the death of Jews or death of Israeli citizens, okay, no. No. That's not a peaceful assembly, peaceful protest. That is asking for death and carnage. And it is now being translated into people being attacked here. So I don't know. I mean, I'm not a part of the ACLU, but I'm now a little confused. They might want to change the website because I'm not exactly sure what they're supposed to be about. But I thought they were supposed to be protecting all individuals. We don't discriminate, we don't hate, and we don't threaten violence. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia or X, and Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I had a patient in rural Nevada. I do telemedicine in multiple states. And the parent was asking for a school note. She goes, you know, now that we're 4 days a week, they have to have a school note if they're going to be missing one of those 4 days. And I forgot that I believe Elko, Nevada, went to a 4-day school week. A lot of rural school districts have. Now, if anybody is going to make sure these kids pass and get proficient, if anybody can do anything, I think it's rural America. Rural America impresses the hell out of me. And parents, apparently, I think 70% of parents supported the shorter work week or school week for their students. And because it's rural America, I doubt the parents were voting for that based on indoctrination or other concerns they had. They thought that based on the teacher shortage, based on what they could do to support their kids, a shorter school week will be just fine. And so I'm fascinated to see the data coming out of rural America, how the four-day school week worked. Am I optimistic? No. Not for the country. I don't think a four-day school week. I'm actually surprised. I've said this time and time again. We're actually under-utilizing kids and under-teaching them. Every child in America should at least be bilingual. We should be fluent in multiple languages. We should all know how to play an instrument. We should all know how to farm, understand basic plumbing, understand basic car mechanics, understand, you know, physical fitness, understand how to, you know, operate a weapon, how to stay away from one, how to clean one properly. There's a lot of things we don't do. It's interesting. Back in the 50s, you used to have gun clubs and shooting clubs where kids would learn how to shoot. Now, we don't do that anymore. And I get it. You know, you could have accidents, and I understand why. I see why we don't have them. But, you know, our kids, they really don't need more time in front of the TV or more time with video games. Now, if they're working, if they're learning a trade on that Friday or Monday off, okay, good. As long as they're doing something with their minds. Because you don't necessarily have to be in a classroom 5 days a week. But if all they're doing is sleeping in and watching Netflix, we are losing valuable teaching time. I think the summers, I am blown away that we still do summer break. 3 months of no learning for every child is, I think it's a, what a waste. These children can do things now. Some parents are like, we're going to put you in summer school. Or we're going to put you in a camp. And you'll learn how to camp, set up a tent, start a fire, fish. Well, that's fine. But you know, my parents didn't have money. So I stayed home all summer long. It was really, really hot. And watched TV. That's not learning. You know, you need to be utilizing that time. Well, Oregon, I guess, who has had some recent changes in terms of graduation requirements and getting rid of standardized tests and allowing people to graduate even if they're not proficient. Apparently now we have a strike going on. So teachers weren't happy with that also. And I'm pro-teacher. I support teachers, but I don't know how much more we could do in terms of time off. I do think they're being underpaid. I really do. What we pay our teachers is criminal. It's ridiculous. So teachers in Portland, Oregon have walked off the job. This is a strike that has shuttered schools for 45,000 students in Oregon's biggest city, Portland. Concerns over class sizes haven't kept, salaries haven't kept up with inflation, lack of resources prompted the strike, and one of the latest signs is of, again, a growing organized labor movement. We've had hospitals, auto workers, writers, actors strike. You know, I don't blame them. But the Portland Association of Teachers represents 4,000 educators. It was the first ever strike in the school district. The union had been bargaining with the district for months on a new contract after the previous one expired in June. Portland Public Schools said it didn't have the money to meet the union's demands. Oregon lawmakers in June approved a record $10.2 billion budget for the next 2 years. But the school district representative said that budget wasn't enough. Funding has not kept pace with the needs of our students nor our educators. So I'm not sure what the answer is. The union wanted a 20% salary increase over 3 years. Now, some of you would say 20%. That's flipping ridiculous. But I'm seeing 30% inflation. I don't know where they get this 3% number. I understand finance people might be like, well, it's actually 3%, even though nobody's following it. But I'm saying things are up 30%, 20 to 30%. So no wonder people are asking for more money. I see that. I get that. But like we saw what's going on in California, where minimum wage workers in fast food have to be paid $20 an hour, that's going to turn any of those businesses into making their price point higher. Every time we raise wages, we raise prices of things. Now, $20 minimum wage might be what people need to survive, but in order for employers to pay that, they can't be selling 99-cent burgers. It's interesting. Every now and then, if I go to fast food, I'll look at their 99-cent menu. I'm not seeing 99-cent menus anymore. I'm seeing things that used to be 99 cents, now $2.89. Okay, that is almost a 300% hike in prices. So what's the answer? If inflation is going to keep going up, if school districts need more money, so then lawmakers have to pass more money, so then they need to tax people more. Well, if people are getting taxed more, they're going to need to make more money. And it is going to be a vicious cycle. Meanwhile, options that are on the table are, well, why don't we have fewer school days? The thing is I don't think they're paying teachers one day less. I think teachers still get the same salary for one day less. Well, if the students are passing and if the students are proficient, maybe some parents will not care. But if you're paying taxes on higher, you know, four more school budgets, and kids are getting less school, and you have to pay for daycare or babysitting for those other days, something's got to give. And this is just a vicious cycle. And I don't know who could pay that. I don't. I mean, look at what's happening in the medical community. When was the last time you saw a neighborhood doctor that was able to pay his staff, get reimbursed properly by Medicare, Medicaid, private insurance? You don't. Most of the doctors now work for corporations. I work for a corporation now. My single family business, my little neighborhood doctor's office, couldn't after Obamacare. I mean, I probably could stay open another year or two, but thank God I closed it because it happened a couple years before COVID. And then I really would have probably gone bankrupt. So, we're at the point now where we're going to be moving towards very high prices for things, less for the money, right? And I pray these teachers get, you know, what they need and get what they deserve in terms of their, you know, the pay. But I think we need to revamp the way we do schools. Because 4 days a week and summer's off, when are they learning? 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 833-VITAL-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.